For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. More than 7,700 doses of COVID-19 vaccine were left over after mass vaccination events across Missouri last week. That's fueling frustrations that rural counties haven't been able to find enough people to use them while urban residents are desperate for a dose. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that records from the Missouri Department of Public Safety show that the remaining doses were usually transferred to another local provider or held by the health department for later use. Over the course of those clinics, 152 doses were thrown away. Missouri plans to transition mass vaccination teams to more large-scale events in the Kansas City and St. Louis areas. More than 50 people gathered outside the home of a Kansas City area prosecutor to protest her decision not to charge a police officer who shot and killed a black man last year. The protesters called for justice for 47-year-old Donnie Sanders as they marched to the home of Jackson County prosecutor Jean Peters Baker. Peters Baker announced last week that investigators didn't find enough evidence to support charges against the Kansas City police officer involved in the shooting. Sanders' sisters, who participated in the protest, say they want Peters Baker to release a complete copy of the investigation into the shooting and for the officer who shot their brother to be held accountable. The Missouri legislature is considering a proposal that would require all correctional facilities in the state to provide both pads and tampons free of charge for menstruating inmates. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll listened in on the public hearing that ended in a bit of confusion.
The legislation is straightforward and has bipartisan support. Lawmakers say this is about dignity, but the bill is on hold because the chair of the Corrections Committee, Representative Andrew McDaniel, a Republican from Deering, says he's not having another hearing until the last few weeks of session.
If we don't vote on this stuff today, I won't have another committee hearing until the end of April, so this bill will be dead.
Freshman Representative Kim Collins, a Democrat from St. Louis, pressed on this.
Am I allowed to ask why we won't have another meeting table?
It's politics. I was just being honest.
Supporters of the legislation say they have another path to get it done. But the broader issue of why there won't be any hearings held for a committee that deals with issues like inmate coronavirus vaccinations remains unclear. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
More than a year after two U.S. Department of Agriculture research agencies were moved from the nation's capital to Kansas City, they remain critically understaffed and some farmers are less confident in the work they produce. The relocation of the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture in September of 2019 led to a mass exodus of employees who couldn't or didn't want to move halfway across the country. The agencies are producing research that is smaller in scope and less frequent, and some farmers say they now have to corroborate USDA research by comparing it to private market analysis. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.